What's the most expensive thing you've ever lost? Be thinking about that. This is setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Dawn is throwing down a possible cookies for life if you can help her out of this setting the bar situation she finds herself in.
Oh, wow.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without losing your $4,000 wedding ring in the cookies that you're baking, you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's,
oh, no.
She's a bakery owner, owns Sis Sweets Cookies and Cafe, and then realized, whoops, I don't have a wedding ring on anymore.
I looked down at my hand and the center diamond is gone, banging the bowls and the pans. So we kind of went back to the kitchen and looked around. I was crying and all he could say is, you still have me. That made it all better. It's 36 years on this hand, but I would definitely make it worth your while bringing it back.
I would definitely make it worth your while if you brought it back.
Listen, cookies for life, you're in the family.
So yeah, so she's saying, hey, she's thinking that it wound up in the cookie dough. And it got baked into a cookie.
Oh, gosh.
So it's legit one of those things where she like posted on Facebook almost a pleading like, hey, if you recently bought cookies from us, please be careful. And if you happen to bite down on a wedding ring, it's mine.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is going to be an arcing storyline. Hopefully we're going to get an update. Right?
Yeah, hopefully we get an update. But yeah, she says it's a $4,000 diamond ring.
Oh, gosh.
Fell into the dough.
Ooh.
Normally, she, like, you know, you're thinking, okay, well, don't they wear gloves when they, like, mix the stuff together or whatever? But I guess it was a case where, you know, she didn't have gloves on. And
oh, no.
I don't know. It was just one of those things. And
oh, no.
Her wedding ring wound up in the dough.
Oh, gosh. I can, you know, the pit in your stomach that you get when you realize something like that has happened. And I've lost my wedding ring for like half a day.
Mm-hmm.
And like where, when I say lost, I just left it in the bathroom and went to work without it. But then I was like, wait a second. I couldn't figure out where did I leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's that panic of not knowing where it is. And then when you realize, oh no.
Yeah. So what's the most expensive thing you've lost? 502-795-1997. Along those same lines, my father-in-law lost his wedding band on his honeymoon in the ocean.
Oh,
and no,
you're not getting that back.
He didn't get it back.
Yeah, you're not getting that back.
Literally, it was on their honeymoon.
He had it for hours.
Hours. Gone.
Oh,
gone.
No.
Yep, lost it in the ocean. So, yeah. Do you have a story? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories and more on the way next.